Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Talking about the physical and the spiritual pleasures of Jannah. Beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to encourage us and to motivate us to work towards Jannah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for us in Jannah. And Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Inna Allah ta'ala yaqulu li ahli al-Jannah, Ya ahli al-Jannah, fayaquluna rabbayk, rabbana wa sa'dayk. والخير كله في يديك فيقول هل رضيتم فيقولون وما لنا لا نرضى يا ربي وقد أعطيتنا ما لم تعطي أحدا من خلقك فيقول ألا أعطيكم أفضل من ذلك فيقولون يا ربي وأي شيء أفضل من ذلك فيقول أحل لكم رضواني فلا أسخط بعده أبدا. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah Ta'ala will address the people of Jannah, O people of Jannah. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the people of Jannah as O people of Jannah. In other words, the title is also given directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are the people of Jannah. This title has been conferred directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as O people of Jannah. They will reply, we are here, labbaik, and we are happy to serve you, wa sa'adik. All good is in your hands. What is your order? Immediately the people of Jannah will say, Oh Allah, what is your order? In other words, they expressing that we are here, we are present, we are happy to serve you. In other words, what is your order? What order are you giving now? Allah Ta'ala will ask, are you happy? Are you pleased? Allah Ta'ala is asking the Jannatis, after putting them in the Jannah, are you happy? Are you pleased? So they will reply, the people of Jannah will reply, why should we not be pleased when you gave us bounties which you did not give any of your creation? What reason is there that we should not be happy? You give us so many bounties that you haven't given any of your creation. Allah Ta'ala will ask, should I not give you something better than this? Imagine, after seeing everything, Jannat Allah Ta'ala is asking, should I not give you something that is better than this? They will reply, Oh Allah, what can be better than this? Allah Ta'ala will say, I will confer my pleasure to you forever and I will never become displeased with you after this. I will never become unhappy with you after this. In the dunya, person is always concerned that I mustn't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mustn't do anything to displease Allah. Or a person has love for any person. He has love for his ustad, his love for his sheikh, love for his wife. And he's worried, he's concerned, I mustn't make them upset. I mustn't do anything that will upset them. Now imagine here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how the Jannatis will be concerned that we mustn't do anything that Allah Pak will become displeased. And Allah Pak is telling them that I've made my pleasure forever upon you. In other words, I'll continuously be happy with you. I'll never be displeased with you. Forever and forever. Imagine how happy this will make the Jannati. Allah Pak will never ever become upset with us. So this will only increase the joy of Jannah. They're knowing that they can enjoy as much as they want of Jannah. Allah Pak will never become upset with the Jannatis. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Qultu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al Jannatu ma bina'uha. قال لبنة من ذهب ولبنة من فضة وملاطها المسك وملاطها المسك والأذفر وحسبها اللؤلؤ والياقوت وتربتها الزعفران. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that O رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم how are the buildings of paradise? He replied, one brick is of gold and one is made of silver. Can you imagine now a building? Building the palaces of Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just describing the outward structure of the palaces and the buildings of Jannah. So he's saying, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are the buildings of Jannah? He replied, one brick is of gold and one brick is made of silver. The cement in between is pure musk. Its pebbles are pearls and rubies. Sometimes you think of a garden, beautiful garden. Some type part of the garden, pebbles are placed there, different color pebbles to decorate it and make the garden look even more beautiful. And then you got the soil, a different part of the soil of the garden. Then you'll have maybe another area where there's waterfalls and fountains, etc. in the garden. So this one part of the garden or one part of Jannah is being described to us. It's just the outward structure of the building, one brick of gold and one brick of silver. And you've got a break sometimes in the color scheme and it improves the beauty. You just have one color, it may look a bit bland. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even broken the color scheme to give one brick of gold, pure gold. One brick of pure silver to break it. The cement in between is pure musk and its pebbles are pearls and rubies. Not just ordinary colorful pebbles of this world. Every pearl, every pebble there will either be rubies and pearls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah Pak will make its soil saffron. Zafran will be the soil. And imagine how beautiful that garden will be, how beautiful that building will be. So beautiful in its color structure, its pebbles also will be pure rubies and pearls. And Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma fil jannati shajaratun illa wasaquha min dhahabin. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no tree in Jannah except that its trunk is not made of gold. There is no tree in paradise whose trunk is not made of gold. No tree in Jannah whose trunk is not made of gold. See a tree, how big the trunk is. Imagine the size of the trees of Jannah. The other day we did that a rider will ride 100 years, he won't be able to cover the shade of that tree. You can imagine how big the trunk of that tree will be. And there is no tree in Jannah whose trunk is not made of gold. How beautiful, how valuable the things of Jannah is. That's why when a person is entered into Jannah, everything of this dunya will seem completely fake. Completely fake. Like a toy, something that's worth nothing when he sees the reality of the things of Jannah. عن بريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هل في الجنة من خيل؟ قال إن الله أدخلك الجنة فلا تشاء أن تحمل فيها على فرس من ياقوت حمراء يطير بك في الجنة حيث شئت إلا فعلت. الحديث وفيه إن يدخلك الله الجنة يكون لك فيها ما اشتهت نفسك ولذت عينك. هذا بريرة رضي الله عنه نريد. But a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Rasulullah, will there be horses in paradise? You know, that time horses were something very valuable, something sought after, something like a person who likes sports cars, a person who's in love with the sports cars, and he's asking, will there be sports cars in Jannah? Understanding it like that a person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked, will there be horses in Jannah? At that time, now that was a prize thing. He's worried, will they be these beautiful horses in Jannah? He replied, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, if Allah Pak admits you into paradise and you wish to be carried on a horse made of red rubies which will take you around wherever you want, it will certainly happen. Forget being horses. If you want a horse that is made out of red rubies and that horse must fly and take you wherever you want, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that will happen. It will certainly happen. There was no aircraft at that time. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving such a beautiful example that if you want a horse made out of red rupees and that horse must fly and go wherever you want it, it will happen. The same hadith states, if Allah ta'ala admits you into paradise, you will receive whatever your heart desires and whatever brings delight to your eyes, whatever makes you happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that. Ifu Mawla Masihullah sahab rahmatullahi alayhi will say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jannat khuda khuda hi dega. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he desires, it happens. Whatever is the mansha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that happens. Allah will give you that quality in Jannah, that whatever you desire, that will happen. If you want it to be like this, it will be like this. If you want it to be like that, it will be like that. If you want that horse to fly, it will fly. If you want it to be, whatever a person desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that quality in Jannah. Do one more hadith. And Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أدنى أهل الجنة الذي 80,000 خادم واثنتان وسبعون زوجة وتنسب له قبة من لؤلؤ وزبرجد وياقوت كما بين الجابية إلى صنعاء. وبهذا الإسناد قال إن عليهم التيجان أدنى لؤلؤة منها لتضيء ما بين المشرق والمغرب. حضرت أبو سعيد رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the lowest jannati, the lowest inhabitant of Jannah, this is what he will get. Just for us to understand, the lowest inhabitant, the lowest jannati will have 80,000 servants and 72 wives, 72 whores. The lowest jannati, this is what he is given. A tent made of pearls. When I use the word tent, it doesn't mean a tent like this. It means like a palace made of pearls, green, chrysolite and rubies will be pitched for him. It will be as large as the distance between Jabiyah and Sana'a. Jabiyah is a town in Sham, in the Syrian area, is a town by the name of Jabiyah. And Sana'a is the capital of Yemen. So it will be that vast. Another hadith states from the same transmission, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people of Jannah will be wearing crowns. The smallest pearl of that crown will illuminate the east and the west. Just the smallest pearl on that crown will illuminate the east and the west. So beautiful the hadith of Jannah. Sometimes you don't feel like stopping. There's one more short one we'll read, inshallah. And Hakim ibn Muawiyah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن في الجنة بحر الماء وبحر العسل وبحر اللبن وبحر الخمر ثم تشقق الأنهار بعد. Hazrat Hakim ibn Muawiyah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Jannah there is an ocean of water, an ocean of honey, an ocean of milk, and an ocean of wine. It is from them that rivers flow. This Laban here is an ocean of milk. Imagine now a person who likes to drink milk. That milk won't be like our milk that we get here, mixed with water and other types. It will be pure milk of Jannah. Beauty, sweet, ocean of milk, ocean of honey, ocean of wine. And also it explains that ocean of wine is not like the wine we get here. So the smell sometimes gives a person a headache. And sometimes it makes a person drunk. Pure. You know, it won't make a person have any side effects, not even feeling a little bit dizzy or a little bit drunk, nothing. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for a jannati. And the greatest favor that a jannati can get is knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never become upset with him. Allah Pak will be happy and always be pleased with him. This will give the jannati the greatest amount of joy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us jannati for those, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are motivated to do those things that take us closer to Jannah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.